Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is creating a more intimate life. So, what does that mean to you, creating a more intimate life? What does that look like?
Good morning, Chas. So, I don't know what Webster Dictionary's interpretation of intimate is, but I will give you mine. It may not match, but I'm going with mine anyway. So, intimate for me means safe, trusting, closeness, just a soft closeness. We build an intimate relationship with ourselves. That's a loving relationship. We build an intimate relationship with someone else. It's a loving, safe relationship where there's loyalty and honesty and all the things that make us feel safe. So if we build that with ourselves too, we have to step up to the plate when it comes to all those things with ourselves too, that we'll be honest with ourselves, we won't lie to ourselves, that we're kind to ourselves. There's just all kinds of, you know, definitions of intimacy. So I heard on I don't know where I heard it the other day, but somebody said it about that their life hadn't gotten smaller, just had gotten more intimate, which it actually, in theory, had gotten smaller. Her life had gotten a lot smaller. But she built a life that was more intimate. And I thought that was beautiful. Because I think it takes courage because, you know, we're so afraid we hang on. There's so many ways we hang on to people for so many different reasons, but a lot of the time it's abandonment. And when we work through, as we work through our abandonment issues, we are less likely to hold so tightly, especially in relationships that really aren't healthy or don't work for us anymore, but we're still hanging on for dear life. We can let it go. We can just let it go.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think?
Well, I think my definition has changed over time. I think intimate used to mean sex, passion. That's what intimate meant to me. And I don't think I even knew that you could have like an intimate relationship with a woman without it being sexual. Like, okay. I think that was my definition. Right. Of intimacy.
Right.
You know, I guess physical touch is what I thought it was. But, which probably goes back to childhood. But today, I would say soft is definitely, that's my word lately.
I know.
It's my word because soft feels safe to me.
Yeah.
Soft feels safe and loving. Yes. And intimacy, I would say, is letting others see me and seeing them too, like that vulnerability, I guess.
And what about with our pets? Don't we have an intimate relationship with our pets?
Oh, for sure. I'm definitely intimate with my little bunny.
Yeah, we let our guard down, right? We just open our hearts up and they do the same.
Yep, I love on him, but I also let him be himself. You know, I also give him his space, and that's part of an intimate relationship too, I think, is letting that person be them or that pet.
Yes, I completely agree, and people who accept us for who we are too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess my world looks smaller. I've never had that many people in my circle anyway. You know, the man has always been a big one. That's something that looks different. But it definitely is more intimate. And I guess it can, and I've had people in my family tell me that my life looks small. And I'm sure it does look that way because I do spend a lot of time alone, and that's intimate too, right? Mm-hmm. Spending time with yourself.
Absolutely. Some people can't tolerate being alone. So
yeah. I feel like being in nature is intimate too. So yeah. As I'm saying this, my definition of intimacy has really changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's really changed.
Yeah.
So yes, it may look smaller, but it's more abundant with other things. You know, when you just fill you just put something there just because, like, that's just filling a space.
What about intimacy with God?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I feel that in nature. And I've said it before, those moments when I'm over the toilet and hugging the wall and just those emotional releases.
You might want to explain what over the toilet means, Chess. People don't visualize you sitting on the toilet.
I guess I'm so used to saying it. Yeah. Just, you know, those moments when I just need to purge some feelings, like some deep pain shows up, or some deep grief, or just a feeling. And sometimes I just need to go, and I'm not actually throwing up, but I'm just kind of, what's the word?
Purging.
Yeah, basically.
Purging some feelings.
Basically. Yeah. And it just kind of sends me there.
Yeah.
Those are some of my most intimate moments with God. Just hitting my knees at the end of my bed and just, you know, I can't go on like this. Like those are intimate moments. Surrender, I guess, would be a pretty good definition of intimacy with God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really feel God in nature.
Yeah, you're right. We can't, it's good to have an intimate relationship, to notice, you know, notice the smell of the flower. Yeah, to feel the softness of the rose petal, right?
Yeah.
To watch the duck, I saw one of the big white, I don't know what they're, if they're a crane, flying across the it used to be a lake, now it looks like a pond, this morning. And yeah, just watching it soar. Yeah. And what about intimacy with life? An intimate relationship with life.
I guess that would look like getting in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Just not trying to force things.
Yeah.
Just having a colorful, I picture just a soft and colorful flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not trying to force open doors and, yeah, get our way. That's what I would picture.
Yeah, and don't we like to get our way, especially when we're afraid. The more afraid we are, the more we harder we try to get our way, right?
Yeah, for sure. Fear can definitely, makes me turn rigid and, want to force things, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I guess intimate, I guess I really do equate that word soft with intimate and love.
I think it fits. Definitely it fits.
I guess it's a really important thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because, I don't know, maybe, you know, there's just a contrast happening there for me. And I guess the ways that I see that I in particular have not been soft to myself, but also chosen not soft people, that there's such a contrast there that, I don't know. That's what I want. I want soft. And I want to be soft to myself, too.
Right. Yeah.
So, intimacy. My definition has definitely changed.
Yeah,
like I said, I didn't know you could have intimate relationships with women, and those are my most intimate relationships today. If you would have told me that 10 years ago, I would have given you some weird looks, because it would have felt really weird to me. It would have felt weird.
Yeah, there was a time too I can relate to that, where men were more important to me. So having an intimate relationship with women, that means being vulnerable. Yeah. You can't have intimacy without vulnerability. So if we try to have a relationship through control, manipulation, through our mind, you know, and sometimes our hearts get in there too, but when our mind and our heart are in partnership, we're screwed. When our heart and our soul are aligned, then that's where we want to be. That's where the intimacy is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I just told you that the other day too, how, you know, there's been a lot of fear and that I've had to walk through in my relationship with you, but my love has been stronger than my fear. But not only just my love, like, it goes beyond my heart. It goes to my soul. Like, you're my soul friend. I say that too. So, geez, maybe, yeah, it is, our relationship is heart and soul connected. So that's cool.
Yeah, without a doubt, Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's that word? What's when the heart and soul meet harmony?
I think that's the language we long for, and I don't think we need to put a word on it.
Yeah.
Because then it kind of boxes it in. So
I do know what that feels like.
It's an understanding. Yeah. Right? It's an understanding from somewhere deep.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But it does go beyond the heart.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like the love
can't
is there,
just
but
the heart.
Yeah, the love is there, but so is something way deeper.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
It's been a process of learning about intimacy, for sure. But, building an intimate relationship with ourselves, that was where I think my heart really, you know, bringing compassion to myself. I've got more intimate with myself through having some chronic issues many years ago that forced me to go home and really be with myself. And, you know, I was working full time. I was used to being busy and keeping my dance card full. And it challenged me to go home and just, there was just me there. And in that process, painful as it was, I built an more intimate relationship with myself that I still have today. I've continued to build on it, just like with God. I would dialogue with God all day long, up until maybe about 5 years ago. I would dialogue with God all day long. I just felt His presence. I just needed that intimacy for myself. But today it's not like that. Today it's, so let me explain this. So intimacy has changed for me with God. Now it's not that dialoguing. It's like there's just an understanding that doesn't need words anymore. I think the dialoguing was also a reassurance for me. And it was also a relationship building exercise. But today there is no words. There need be no words to describe it or just, you know, I mean, I pray for our country and things like that, but I don't really pray other than that any specific prayers. The intimacy with God today is just becoming one. It's more of a feeling of oneness. That's what I would say, rather than look outside for Him. I used to look for signs and all sorts of things, reassurance. I needed reassurance that He was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just a given. And I think about my partner, and, you know, he's 80 years old, and, you know, it's, things have really changed as far as intimacy for us. It is not about sex, but, you know, it's those moments of just holding hands. That's intimacy because, that's the place we've come to in our life where that is just a moment. For us, that is, there's no words. It's just a comfort, I guess. So it can change too. Intimacy, like our relationship, intimacy continues to evolve, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so it may start out one way, but then as it deepens, it moves in another direction, and just allowing it to continue. And there's bumps along the way. We have to talk things out, communication, but. Yep. It continues to evolve, and we just let it go where it needs to go. And if we can do that with all our relationships, at least our healthy ones, then it's a really good thing. When we try to manipulate, change that person, have unrealistic expectations, be in fear all the time. I don't know. Not so much, probably, right? And I know sometimes you still have fear about it, but I think there's a deeper knowing in there too, right?
There is.
Yeah. So as long as that truth is in there, you know that even though your head may tell you one thing, your truth is still your truth.
Yeah, fear can't touch truth.
Right. Yeah.
Truth feels intimate to me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm having to build a intimate relationship with pain. Like I have fought it. My head wants to fight it. I know there's a child in me who was afraid of pain as a child, and there's part of me that thrashes. But I continue to work on building an intimate relationship with pain, because right now we have to be friends. And my fighting it only strengthens it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Whatever
we fight will strengthen. So, yeah. Anyway, that's all I got today.
What's your intention today? What's your word?
My intention today is trust.
There's
some things going on. I just got to trust.
Okay. I'm going with my favorite word right now, soft. I'm just going to go with a soft day.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!